It is a celebration weekend on this week's The Glory of the Mass. For 2 years, Terry Ross has been bringing to you beautiful sacred liturgical music on his show, where he explores the rich history of beautiful sacred music within the Catholic liturgy. Every other week or so, Terry joins the Morning Blend to give us a little bit of a preview, and Terry is with me today. Good morning, Terry. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
For our listeners, remind them from 2 years ago kind of how you began to develop the idea for having this show at Mater Dei Radio.
Well, I decided that I would basically follow the church calendar as much as possible. So if there's a week of the church calendar where there's a feast day, I try to get music that's suitable for that feast day and so forth. And I try to go through the Mass. In most of the programs, I go through the actual Mass, you know, from the beginning to the end. Not in this anniversary program, it's a special one.
Oh, I love special ones. But you are not unfamiliar in singing in choirs that have sacred liturgical music.
No, that's true. For many years, I've been singing in Cantoris and Ecclesia, which sings for the Latin Mass, and has been doing so for more than 30 years.
So you have a beautiful appreciation for sacred liturgical music, and it definitely shows in this week's episode. So it is a special episode. It's the 23rd Sunday in an ordinary time. But if people were tuning in to your show this weekend or listening to the podcast, what will they hear this week?
They'll hear an all Victoria program. Tomás Luis de Victoria, the foremost Spanish composer of the High Renaissance. I'm devoting the whole program to his music. There's not a Mass involved. It's just 10 motets by Victoria. Six of them are in groups of two. He set the same text a couple of times. O Sacrum Convivium, he set twice. He did Ama Redemptoris Mater twice. And Ave Regina Caelorum twice. So you get to hear a lot of Victoria, but also how he changed from one to the next when he goes from four to six voices, for example.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, as a member of Cantoris in Ecclesia, did you ever sing compositions by Victoria when you're singing with them?
Oh, yes, all the time. Yes, Victoria is a big favorite for church musicians. His music is just beautiful.
So as a member of a choir, and we know that your knowledge is so thorough, you have a music director that you follow. How important is it, or how difficult, I should say, is it, as you know, knowing your different parts, to be able to know what you are singing, obviously not in English, and following your music director and still keeping in tune with everything else? It seems quite complex.
Well, it is complex, but it's no more complex than other singing in a choir. Except that the language is Latin, but you get used to that very easily. As for following the music and following the director, you just have to keep one eye on the music and the other eye on the director at all times.
Do you find that there are some composers whose songs are very complex and really stretches your abilities versus others that are so just kind of that you easily fall into?
Yes, some composers are much more difficult than others. Victoria is one of the ones that's not more difficult. He doesn't use a whole lot of counterpoint like some of the other high Renaissance composers do, Orlando de Lasso and Palestrina, for example. He writes more often where all the voices are singing the words at the same time.
Oh, that is wonderful. Terry Ross is the host of Glory of the Mass, and he is celebrating 2 years of this wonderful weekend show that you hear right here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, as you said, it is an all-Victorio special episode, and you said several of these are dual or placed.
That's right.
The same text. Explain that.
There are three pairs. He set Ave Regina Caelorum, that text, twice. Once for five voices and once for eight voices. He set Alva Redemptoris Mater twice, once for five voices and once for two choirs. And he set O Sacrum Convivium twice, one for four voices, which we'll hear a little bit of later, and one for six voices. So you get to hear how he deals with, you know, adding voices to something.
Oh, I love that. Just keep trying it out and see which one you like better. And it's wonderful that you have all of these. So what are we going to be listening to right now again?
O Sacrum Convivium for four voices. And the singers are Amici Cantores.
So four voices singing this beautiful song. Is there a particular part of the Mass that this song would have been sung?
No. maybe at communion it would make sense.
What does that translate to?
Sacred meal, basically.
Okay.
So it's really a piece that's written for...
The Eucharist.
Yes, that's okay. Right, the Eucharist.
Oh, that's a beautiful. I love that very much. So that was a beautiful piece for four voices.
Right.
I thought it'd be fun right now, Terry. Let's listen to the same piece rewritten for six voices.
Okay. That's the version that's performed more than the other one in churches.
Okay, so I am recognizing the words. The sound is deeper,
yes.
Right? But the same words, different music.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Terry, I got to thank you so much for your time today. We are looking for another great episode again to celebrate 2 years of Glory of the Mass. I encourage our listeners to tune in because with every one of those pieces that you will have in this week's episode, you always offer such great explanation. And so if you want to learn and know more about the beautiful sacred liturgy music, well, just tune in this week. Terry, again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Again, that is Terry Ross celebrating 2 years of the Glory of the Mass. If you head to our webpage, you'll be able to see all of the past episodes, 2 years worth of Glory of the Mass, and you'll find that at materdeiradio.com.